This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, we're talking about the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. Whitney Hinneman, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So we've been hearing, of course, about your organization throughout the month with the Forest Fact Friday promotion we've been doing for a few years. Talk about what is Douglas County Women in Timber if people are not familiar with it.
Sure. Well, we're actually a statewide organization, Oregon Women in Timber. We were founded in 1978, and statewide we have over 200 members. Our Douglas County chapter is fairly new. We've been, I think, an active chapter for about 7 years, and we have probably about 20 members, so we're going strong here.
What's your background tied to timber?
Sure. I'm actually a third-generation forester. I grew up swearing I would never become a forester, and here I am. So now I'm the timberlands manager for a small timber company out of Riddle. And
I understand yesterday when we were trying to set this interview up, you were literally working in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
So what kinds of things do you do in your job?
Well, I'm lucky to work for such a small company, so I get to do it all. With one other forester, we manage about 50,000 acres in southern Oregon across 6 different counties. And so from stump to seedling, we do it all, or seedling to stump, I should say.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been at this company for over 10 years, but in the industry for about 14.
And now you said you originally swore you'd never do this. What changed your mind?
Yeah. I spent a summer fighting fire in the woods and fell in love with working in the woods and the people that work in the woods and realized that this is probably a good choice.
And you don't have to worry about cell service.
Well, some days. You know, it's surprising that you can't really escape it anymore.
Wow. Talk about the local group and what kinds of different organizations are the women in your group tied to, what companies rather?
Sure. Well, we have several industrial foresters, several foresters that work for, the federal agencies, BLM. We have wives of loggers. We have owners of trucking companies. We're pretty, we have lots of, variation in our members, which is really fun, and that's really the point. I mean, anyone who's involved in the industry or supports kind of the mission of our industry is welcome to join.
And talk about the statewide group. What kinds of things does it do?
Sure. We're involved with a lot of advocacy, I would say. A lot of our main focus is raising money for our program called Talk About Trees. Talk About Trees is a statewide program where we have people who go into classrooms in local elementary schools and really just spread awareness and grow young people into being more aware and appreciative of the forest and the products that we get from the forest.
Now, since you've been here a long time, do you, when you're, finding out more about young people, do you feel like a lot of kids, even if they grew up here, really don't know much about the industry?
Yes. I think part of that comes from just parents not bringing their kids in the woods anymore. We're pretty removed from forest products and where, the full circle of where our products come from. Just kind of like the same as going to the grocery store to buy your hamburger. Hamburgers doesn't come from Sherm's.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that's interesting about this area, because we have so many people that visit here because of the outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing or hiking, yeah, biking, a lot of different things, and places like Crater Lake and everywhere up the north, Umpqua, but also along the I-5 corridor as well. And it seems like oftentimes people that are around it all the time kind of forget it's there.
I know. Yeah, it's funny that we don't really pay attention to our surroundings when it's right here in front of our faces.
And how often does your group meet?
We meet monthly. We actually, our Douglas County chapter meets every third Wednesday of the month via Zoom to make it more accessible for our busy members.
Well, and I imagine a lot of you are kind of spread all over the county.
We
too.
Are. Yep, we're all over.
What do you look forward to in what you're doing work-wise as you look to the future?
Ooh, gosh, that's a good question, Kyle. I think that, for me, going to work every day, I really am excited to know that we're growing forests for the future, knowing that every decision we make in the woods is creating sustainable forests, and we know that managed forests are forever.
And I imagine for some, and maybe this applies to some of the people in your group, it's been a tough time too. After Archie Creek, so many people lost so much land, in the trees that burned up, and you went from, you know, having trees that were 5 years old and 10 years old, yeah, and 15 years old and much older, to starting over on everything.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be a different forest type up there for a long time after all of the 2020 fires. And that was a pretty big impact to our state, both, you know, in timber production, but also just ecosystem wide.
So if people want to find out more about your group, how do they do that?
The best place to do it is our website, which is ORWIT, OregonWomenAndTimber.org, or we have a great Facebook and Instagram page that's easy to follow.
All right, Whitney Henneman, anything else you want to add this morning?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.